The Corrigan Legacy by Anna Jacobs, read by Lisa Armitage. Chapter 1. London, January. Heavy rain drives sideways. Drivers squint through a blur of water. Pewter puddles mirror charcoal sky. Judith Corrigan walks slowly out of the building, ignoring the rain that was flattening her hair against her skull. When she got to her car, she paused for a moment, staring blindly into the distance. It was water running down her face that made her realize she was standing there like a fool. Sliding into the driving seat, she shut out the rest of the world and leaned her head back with a sigh. The news she'd just received wasn't a total surprise, but still she'd hoped, foolish as that was, and now her last hope had just been destroyed. It hurt. She fumbled for the car keys, which she dropped into the lap of her sodden skirt, knocked them to the floor, and didn't bother to pick them up. The tears welling in her eyes overflowed, and with a soft mew of pain she rested her head on the steering wheel and wept. When someone knocked on the car window, she turned her head, saw a police uniform and tried to roll the window down. But the keys weren't in the ignition, so she had to open the door to a flurry of chill raindrops. The policeman bent down, concern on his face.
"Are you all right, madam?"
It took her a moment to find any words, so she nodded, then nodded again. "Yes, just some bad news."
"You've been sitting here for a while. Are you all right to drive home?"
"Yes, I'm, coming to terms with it now." As he nodded and stepped backwards, she closed the car door, mopping her face, twisting sideways to look at herself in the rearview mirror, realizing suddenly how wet she was. She glanced at her watch. There was just time to get home and change before Des came back from the office. A little makeup would hide the sign of tears. Bending down, she fumbled for the keys, then with hands clenched tightly on the steering wheel, she drove out of the car park and made her way home through a winter world so lacking in light and colour, she felt as if she was trapped in an old sepia photograph, which suited her mood perfectly. Des Corrigan.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?